let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about life changes. I never thought that when I was a child that I could make a difference in the world. I wanted to make a difference in the small world that I lived in my mind at least, the small world being in my family, in my small circle of friends. However, from the perspective that I was coming from, I never thought that I could actually go beyond that and make a big difference. And here we are. I've been told that I've done that over the years. And maybe even I was doing it as a child. I wonder what it would have been like to be conscious of that as a child. And so here we have a wonderful opportunity on this, our Christmas show, just before the Christmas holiday for 2013. To have a guest on the show and to see life through a child's eyes, a beautiful child. Her name is Bethany Bach. She's a 10-year-old acting student and author of a 2-part book series, which includes Welcome to Kids World, Where the Impossible Becomes Possible. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. She's been writing for many, many years, actually, since she was 4 years old. Though now she's only 10 years old, she's an elementary school student. She's an acting student at American Stage Theater Company. She's obviously a creative genius and near and dear to my heart. She is a singer, and she will be with us when we come back on this very special show here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. Ionways ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
And we're back to this show that I'm really excited about because over the years, I've been thinking about a lot of things. Obviously, with this show being something that inspires me, makes me think, who's going to be our next guest? What are we going to talk about? How can we inspire others? And in order, I believe, to inspire others, we have to be inspired ourselves. So our guest tonight, her being 10 years old, has inspired me, and it has reminded me about things that I thought of when I was a child. And it's interesting that I've complained a little bit about some of the things that I was taught as a child that then seemed to go completely out the window. And especially at this time of year, Santa Claus. I was taught that there was a Santa Claus. And this whole fantasy about Santa Claus really happened. And then one day we were expected to just be okay with the fact that he didn't exist. And people would get upset with us, our family or our friends, or tease us if we still believed in Santa Claus. Well, I actually wonder if this is a good idea to do with children. Creating a fantasy world, I kind of get it, but I wonder if other things go out the window when Santa Claus goes out the window. So, for example, we're taught in the playground to respect other children. We're taught to play nice, and we're taught the golden rule as children, which is a beautiful thing. Do unto others as you wish they would do unto you. So treat other people like you want them to treat you. That's a beautiful thing. And we're taught all that. And then one day, we learn that there is no Santa Claus. And maybe we learn, maybe we're not supposed to treat others like we want to be treated. Because we grow up, we go to school, and we're taught different things. And we're taught about the quote-unquote real world. Not the Santa Claus world. The real world, quote-unquote. And in the real world, in business and in other areas of life, we don't treat people like we want to be treated. We sell things to people in the quote-unquote real world that we wouldn't want sold to us through advertising and commercial. We treat people badly. We say that they're fat, we say that they're ugly, and you need this product if you want to be beautiful or if you want to be accepted. And we make people feel bad about things. And that's not only okay, it's the way it's done. And you're supposed to do that if you want to be quote unquote successful. Quote unquote. And so this holiday season, I'm really grateful that Bethany is our guest because it makes me go back to think that, well, Santa Claus went out the window, but maybe Santa Claus shouldn't. Maybe there is a Santa Claus. Recently, my 10-year-old niece said to me, Tsio Po, they call me Po, for Tsio means uncle and Po is short for Filippo. Tsio Po, you're like Santa Claus. And I said, how do you mean? And she says, you're always bringing gifts. Well, I don't know that I always bring gifts, but she feels that I'm always bringing gifts. So my hope is that though many times I do bring toys or balloons or something fun, I hope that every time we're together, I bring the gift of laughter and joy. And if in that way I'm like Santa Claus, then Santa Claus exists, and maybe we all should be like Santa Claus. And if Santa Claus exists, then maybe the golden rule should still exist. And so maybe when we share with each other at this time of year, kind of like we used to when we used to sit on Santa's lap growing up and say, I want a toy, or I want this, or I want that, what about what we want for the world? Or what about what we want for our families? Or what about what we want for our friends, as opposed to what we physically want? And what if we shared that with each other? Because maybe we are each other's Santa Claus, and that we each have the ability to grant these wishes. Like, maybe, well, actually, before I say any more, I'll play Santa Claus and invite our guest to say, what would she like for me, us, the world, to be like this Christmas? Here we go. We have Bethany Bach on the phone with us. And she is, again, a child author, obviously a creative genius. She's an acting student at American Stage Theater Company. She's a singer, and she's been writing since she's 4 years old, and now she's 10. So welcome, Bethany Bach, to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
It's a delight to have you here. So have you ever gone up to a Santa Claus at a mall or someplace and sat on a Santa Claus lap and asked for something?
Oh, yeah. I just went with my brother about, like, a week ago. It was at this little Christmas festival, and I sat on him. Like, I had to sit up there with my brother so he didn't, you know, run away. So, and then he asked what he wanted for Christmas.
How old is your brother?
He's 2 years old.
No. Was he scared?
He was a little scared. He didn't really say much. All he said is he wanted a puppy and Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that's adorable. I think I want a puppy and Buzz Lightyear, actually. I guess you're not supposed to say what you told Santa, but if you... I know you've been writing so many things, actually, and Welcome to Kids World, where the impossible becomes possible, is one of your books. If all things were possible, what would you ask of the world at this holiday season?
I ask, you know, like, there's a lot of mean people out there. Like, even in school, there are bullies. There's jerks. There's just people who are really mean this holiday season. If it would be possible, I'd like everybody to just be nice to each other for a change.
Sounds to me like that would be a nice change.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have any idea why maybe some of these people are bullies? Like, what do you think?
Well, there's some reasons, like their parents might not be around so much, or... they were bullied, so they think that it's okay to bully them. Other people, there's a lot of reasons why people can be bullies, but some reasons you just be mean for no apparent reason, just to be, you know, popular or not be picked on yourself, and it makes no sense. Why would you, like, the golden rule, like, why would you pick on someone else if you don't want to be picked on? Because it starts, you know, once you get picked on and picked on, they'll start, hey, since you're picking on me, I can pick on this kid, you know?
Yeah.
They start thinking it's okay to pick on people. Because this person's picking on me, I can pick on them.
Yeah, and it's not okay, is it?
Not at all. Like, somebody gets really hurt. Like, if your whole class is mean and they're picking on each other and they're so mean, and then they start picking on you, and it's like you get sad. You get really, really sad. You get scared, you get hurt, you get your feelings hurt. And kids, they are killing themselves these days because people are bullying them.
Yeah, it's making me sad just thinking about it, actually. Have you had any experience where you've seen somebody be bullied, and have you ever talked to them afterwards?
My friend Sierra, she was bullied, but she was bullied really bad. And we talked to the teacher, though, and he stopped bullying her, so.
Yeah, and that feels good, because it sounds to me like it doesn't just help Sierra, but it helps other people, because maybe that bully stopped bullying other people, too?
He did. he stopped bullying a lot of people, and he, you know, he didn't really say much. He did his classwork, and, you know, he became kind of nice.
Wow. Yeah, and you know, sometimes bullies just want to be hurt, want to be heard, or want to be loved, or want attention, because like you said, maybe their parents aren't around, or maybe they're even bullying them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like what you're saying about that, and that's a beautiful thing to ask for the planet. And I, you know what, I'm going to do my best to help that come true. So maybe everybody listening can either think about it, because sometimes we don't even know when we're being bullying, when we're being bullies, you know?
Exactly. I know what you mean, because some people just be mean and they don't really realize it.
Yeah. Like even when maybe sometimes people are driving or when they're ignoring other people and they don't know that they're doing, like they're in their busy life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there, I think more and more people are going to think about it now that we had this conversation.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so too. Well, when we come back, there are lots of other things that we could talk about, including what made you start writing at such a young age? At 4 years old, you started writing. I love that. And when we come back, I wanna learn about that, because I think it's not only a beautiful thing, but I think more people should be putting their thoughts down on paper or putting their thoughts out there, because I think I can tell that what you're writing is good and helping people. So I'm thinking more people should be helping other people by putting their thoughts down on papers and books and blogs and that kind of thing. So when we come back, we'll talk to this beautiful child, Bethany Bach, 10 years old, acting student and author. We'll be right back after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and I am having one of the best conversations. You know, I have to say, I love talking to my nieces and nephews, and I'm so glad they're in my life. They are enriching my life so much. And I believe it's because I learned that I have a lot to teach them, but I think the thing I learned the most is that they have a lot to teach me. And I'm not just talking about like how to use my cell phone. because they could teach me that, and my iPad and all of that. They certainly can teach me that and how to play games on the computer. I mean, on the computer, yes, but on TV and all that. They can teach me that, and they can play, they can win any time, actually, at any game we play now on the computer and on TV. But they teach me so much about life, and they make me think. And I stop and I listen to what they have to say, because to me, it seems to always be important. So thank you, Bethany, for sharing what you know with me and all of us today. And I'm curious, what made you start writing at 4 years old?
Well, you know, just one day I was hanging out with my sister and I was thinking, it would be really great to, you know, just write a book and tell people about, you know, what we pretend, what we play. Like we play, we were in Kids' World, we play that I was the queen, she was the princess. We do that all the time. I thought it would be fun to, you know, tell people about what we play. So I got on the computer, but I couldn't type, so I had my grandma type, and I just told her, you know, everything that, you know, basically what me and Aubrey played. My sister, that was pretty much it. It just inspired me to just tell people about how much fun I had as a kid.
So, it sounds fun. Can you give us an example of, like, what happens when you're the queen or the princess or something and you're playing?
Basically it's like, oh, let's go to the gumdrop world. Okay. We bounce on our bed until the grown ups will come. Stop bouncing on your bed, you're gonna make a mess of your room. We play tea parties. I love tea parties. I love setting it up with all the sugar cubes, and we'd sit down and we'd talk about our lives. Like, I'd be like, oh, I went to the formal ball the other day. It was so much fun. And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I went swimming the other day at the swimming royalty place. It was so much fun. And that we would talk, and we'd have our stuffed animals be dressed up in, like, little fairy tutus and stuff. So we made them, you know, look funny, because I'd take bunny rabbit ears and I'd put them on my teddy bear and, you know, my lion stuffed animal. So that's kind of what gave me the idea of in the book, because I mentioned that, you know, it's mixed up animals. And that kind of gave me the idea of that part of the book.
Wow. A mixed up animal, like a half teddy bear, half bunny?
Yeah.
Okay. That's imaginative. You know what? You remind me that my nieces and I started to write down a story that we were creating where everything in the world that we were creating was mixed up. Everything was more than one thing. And though we're being funny, in a way, we're more than one thing, right? You're not just an actor, you're also a singer, and you're not just a writer, you're also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're a lot of things. You know, you could have a real tea party if you wanted to, of course. You could invite your friends, and your mother can make tea, and when it cooled down, you could all drink it, and you could have a real one, but you remind me that a make-believe tea party is important too, and I'm just wondering why you think sometimes a make-believe party is important.
Well, because when I think, like, when everybody's like 3, maybe 4, everybody likes to pretend that, you know, they have an imaginary friend just like them, like, in kind of relating to yourself about your own secrets. And when you have a sister or a brother or a cousin or, you know, somebody little, you get to play with them, and they all talk to you, and it's fun, you know. And if you don't have a sister or brother, it's, you know, you have a make-believe friend. I think almost everybody who didn't have a sister or brother, or when their sister was annoying them, or when their brother was annoying them, they had a make-believe friend because they like talking and sharing with themselves, because basically it's just themselves talking with themselves because there's really no one there. So I think it's important to have a make-believe party to, you know, kind of relate to yourself.
Wow. So I'm wondering, do you think that maybe it would be important if grown-ups had make-believe parties?
Well, yeah. Because grown-ups, like, when you're young, you don't have, like, when you're two, you say basically everything that pops in your head. But when you're an adult, you can't, you're not good at expressing your feelings. Mm. You're not good at, you know, sharing. I think that's why I think maybe you should have, like adults, they should just have make-believe parties. It just seems more likely.
I think I like this idea because then we can say whatever comes to our head and it doesn't matter because it's all make-believe.
Exactly.
But it actually might help because then we can figure out what's actually inside our heads.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, I think you have a great idea there. I'm curious. So you heard what I was saying about Santa Claus before and that being make-believe in a way. How do you feel about the make-believe Santa stuff?
Well, it's okay because, you know, people get so excited on Christmas and stuff. They're like, oh, yay. But I also think it's not okay to have kids just be let down.
Yeah. How do we, I've been wanting to fix that for a while. So my niece said that I was like a Santa. So I kind of liked that. It made me feel good that she always felt that I was jolly and bringing gifts or what have you. I'm wondering, you know, if Santa, you know, if we made him like make believe, I guess is okay, but how do we make him, could we make him like more real? Like, you know, mommy and daddy are Santa, or Santa is somebody that cares about you. I mean, I have to think about that. What do you think, Bethany?
I think that is possible. I mean, like, my dad, he's kind of my Santa Claus because he's always there for me. He's always protecting me. He's always making me laugh and smile. He's just, you know, I think if everybody did that, Santa Claus is just poof, there.
Yeah, it's reminding me of when I was learning about angels. Now, angels maybe they're angels with wings and all of that, but I started learning at one time that sometimes we are angels for each other. Like, you know, people would say, oh, you're such an angel for doing that for me. And it's like, oh, that kind of feels good.
Yeah. It's just, I agree.
Yeah. Like to me, you sound like an angel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you actually for doing what you're doing and for having this conversation with us, because, you know, I don't know if you believe in energy or whatever, but I feel like you're putting out so much love during this conversation. Like over the phone, it feels like you're sending out love to everybody. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It does. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. when we come back, I am so looking forward to learning what you know about the future or what your plans are for the future. I'm assuming that it includes writing more books or who knows. But so it's going to be like a two-part question. What are you going to do yourself? And as we look forward to a new year, 2014, what you would see, I know what, we're going to make believe when we come back, instead of you being queen, since we don't seem to have queens in this country, you're going to be president. And you're going to tell us what your America, what your world looks like when we play make-believe when we come back with Bethany Bach here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. And it's funny, but I am Filippo Voltaggio, radio host of Life Changes with Filippo. Or am I? Am I Santa Claus? Am I an angel? Am I just playing make-believe? Is this really happening? It's a funny thing, actually. And some people actually would say that this isn't happening, that this is really a dream, and one day we'll wake up and we will have had this dream. Well, in this moment, I'm either having a wonderful dream or playing a great game of make-believe with our guest, Bethany Bach, who is sending out so much love into the world right now through the show. And I can hear her smiling and her giggling through the conversation. It's just brightened my day. And I trust that it'll not only brighten yours, all of you who are listening to this and who will be listening to this again and again, I trust, but that it's brightening your holiday as well and the whole season. So thank you, Bethany, for doing that.
It's an honor.
Aw. Well, I'm glad to hear that. The honor is mine. So personally, you, what are your plans for, like, when you're 11 years old?
When I'm 11 years old, I'm just going to have fun. I'm going to play with my friends. And I don't really have a basic plan for when I'm 11. Like, maybe when I'm 20, maybe. But 11, just have fun. Play with my friends. See what's out there. You don't really have a plan. No, like, you can try to plan. You can try. Like, I'm going to try and get into movies. I'm going to try to finish my book. Another book, but you can try that, but you don't really, you can make a plan, but somewhere along, your plan's going to fail, and something better or something worse is going to come along. You can't make a specific plan.
I like that, and I think you're right. When something better comes along, then you kind of say, oh, I'm glad that the other didn't happen, right?
Right.
When something worse comes along, what do you think we should say then?
We should say, oh no, this happened. Like, if it's really, really bad, you should be, I'd be a little sad about it, you know, cry a little, but don't waste too much time on it. We don't have a lot of time in this world. We could be out doing something better. We could be, instead of being sad about this, we could be trying to fix things. If we can't fix it, trying to, you know, hang out with your friends, trying to cheer up, you know?
I like that a lot, Bethany. Good for you. And, you know, I've lived a couple more years than you. Well, actually not a couple, because that would make me 13. So many more years than you. And I've learned something that I'd like to share, if I may. I've learned that sometimes when something bad happens and it looks like it's bad now, but then a year or two later, we look back and say, oh, wow, if that hadn't happened, then I wouldn't be in this great place or have met this great person. And so maybe that wasn't so bad after all. In fact, it was good that it happened, depending on what it is, you know?
Yeah, I've actually done that before.
Really, already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Without getting too specific, can you give an example?
All right. My friend moved away.
Oh.
And in fact, it actually happened this year. My friend moved away, and I was really sad about it because she was, like, my best friend, and we did everything together. Mm. But then a different girl, my friend Sierra, I was talking about her earlier.
Yeah.
She came, and she was like, hi, I heard your friend moved away because, you know, everybody saw us, you know, talking at lunch and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, I was still kind of bummed about it. And she was like, hey, are you going to be at the fall festival? And she, because there's this fall fair going on at our school, and she was like, and I said, I don't know, maybe. And you're like, well, I'd like to hang out with you. You seem like a very nice person. And then if that didn't happen, I don't know, I might have not even met Sierra.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely true. And who knows, your other friend, you might be able to end up connecting with her too. And then you'd have like more than just one best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. What a great way to look at it. What a great way to look at that. And so now, do you remember my, inspired by your imaginary tea party, I'm inspired to see you as President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you President Bethany Bach. Madam President, how do you see the state of America? How should we move forward?
I think we should, like good stuff in the past you should hold on to, and like, good stuff you do, keep doing it, but bad stuff you do, stop, you know, making people feel bad about each other. It just, you know, it kind of, you know, because they say popularity isn't a contest, it's a war. Why does it even have to be a contest or a war? Why can't everybody just you know, be the same equal level of popularity. And everybody, you know, when people, sometimes people hold on to stuff that they don't need to hold on. In fact, they think it was really good, and then it just, they turn out and it really wasn't. And they're crying over this for years and years. Why do people hold on to that stuff? Why can't they just let it go and move forward? Let something even better come in.
Wow. You're making us think, Madam President. So, but there are some people that want more things, and they think in order for them to have more things, they have to take it away from others. So are you saying that they shouldn't?
They shouldn't, no. It's horrible for what people do. They take stuff away from each other. It's just, it's not right. They, people think they need everything to be happy, everything in the world. Like, especially some people, they just think they need everything. Like, oh, I need that little worthless piece of plastic to make me feel happy. You don't need that to feel happy. You need love to feel happy. You need people to be there for you. If you, like, you can sit down with somebody you don't even know, like you. I don't know you that well, and then I sat down, and I'm happy talking to you.
Aww.
You know, you got, like, nobody you know. Like, a stranger could come up and say hi, and then you could guys start a conversation. That brings happiness sometimes, and sometimes not, but most of the time.
Well, Bethany, I'm honored that you said what you just said. I am happy, too. As a matter of fact, so happy you're bringing tears to my eyes. And I think, well, whatever happened in my life that I thought wasn't so good, that led me to this moment, to having this conversation with you, it couldn't have been so bad, because I'm really happy right now.
I'm really happy, too.
and you know, I think that when people are really happy, that they make other people happy. I think it's contagious.
Yeah. Like, my friend, she said that dancing was contagious because I didn't dance that well, and then all of a sudden I was dancing. I think it's the same thing with happiness. Like, you could see someone sad, and then you could be really happy, and then they're like, hey, why don't I talk to them, and then you keep talking to them, and then everybody joins in, and you just have a group conversation, and everybody starts to be happy.
Well, I hope everybody at your school gets to hear this, because I bet, kind of like when I was growing up, like, there was a lot of happiness that I wanted to share with people, but I grew up different, because my parents were from another country, and I didn't speak English very well, and so people thought, you know, that I was weird because I couldn't share really with them because I didn't really speak English well. And so they were afraid to talk to me because people were afraid of things that were different, you know. And I was a little heavier than the other kids, and my teeth weren't perfect. And, I didn't dress like everybody else. So people teased me a lot. And I think back now that there was so much I wanted to share, but nobody would let me because they didn't get me. And now I get to share it with people, and I feel so good about that.
Yeah, I kind of understand what you mean, because a lot of people, especially when I was in third and second grade, they say I'm odd because, you know, I do kooky things. My grandma, she told me that never be a part of the herd, always be somebody different.
I like your grandma. and you know, I think, you know, to be different, just to be different is one thing, but if you are different because you are special in whatever many ways, then you're just being yourself. And I feel like you're just being yourself. And if that's different, then more power to you.
Yeah. It's just being yourself is one of the most things that people really don't do, being themselves. They either lie because they don't want to get made fun of. In fact, even grown-ups today, they always lie. Like, even movies, they lie. Every because I watched a movie where this guy, he kept lying and lying and lying and lying just for no apparent reason. Like, he lied even when the truth sounded better.
Interesting. That, I don't know where he learned that, but hopefully people will learn from what's being said right now. And, you know, I think your thoughts, what I'm hearing, are right on. And do you plan on putting that in other books soon? You said you were finishing a second book.
Oh, yeah. It's a book called Mystery and the Melody, and it's a novel. And it's actually about mystical creatures. It's a, there's, and I, you know, I base my characters off of people I know. Like, there's a girl in there named Cece. I based her off Sierra. There's a girl named Ruby. I based her off myself. And at the end of the book series, because I'm planning on it to be a book series, it's going to show that, you know, because Ruby, she, my character, I added some stuff, like, I'm not shy, I made her shy, and then, like, and then I added to say that her parents died in a car crash, and she never could let go of that, and I just want to, you know, and I'm going to, at the end of my books, I'm always going to write an author's note, just, you know, always say who changed my life, and who was nice to me, and, you know, how you can help other people. How you can be nice. It's just, I'm always going to do that.
Wow. Well, I, whether you write it in the back of your books or that's where people read it, you are changing lives. You changed mine today, and I am so grateful. And I'm hoping in the few minutes we have left together that you could change it even more by when we come back, reminding me of what Christmas is all about, since this is our Christmas show, at least from your eyes, and what you're seeing this holiday season 2013. I would like to be reminded of that through the Bethany Bach's eyes when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We are back. And it's Christmas. It feels like Christmas here on Life Changes with Filippo. Actually, one of my favorite things to do is to, actually, I was going to say, go to Disneyland, and it really isn't, but to go to Disneyland with a child, whether it be one of my nieces and nephews, or for that matter, an adult child, an adult who has never been to Disneyland, and not that Disneyland is the end all, but it just seems that a culture has been created there where people just allow themselves go, kind of like our guest Bethany Bach was saying earlier, playing pretend. So I definitely don't feel like I'm playing pretend, although, you know, in the whole scheme of things, who knows what's really happening at this moment. I feel like something real is really happening at this moment. And my heart is open even more as I'm talking to this beautiful child who is sharing truth. I shouldn't say child because I feel like this soul, this beautiful soul, that's coming out through the voice of a 10-year-old child, and this truth that I'm hearing. And so it's Christmas, and it's a fun, lovely season. And as far as I'm concerned, it could be Christmas every day. It really could be. Bethany, what do you think?
I think there's a possible chance. Everything can be possible. There's a possible chance. It might be unlikely, but there has to be at least maybe 1.5% chance that something is real. So Christmas could be happening every day.
I like that. You know, Bethany, as I've mentioned before, has written a book, Welcome to Kids World, where the impossible becomes possible. So in this Bethany's world, here at this very moment, the impossible has become possible, and there it is. It's Christmas every day. Bethany, is there a place where we could send people on the internet where they could learn more about you and your books, your book and your books coming?
You could buy my book on eBay. I didn't know that. Amazon,
okay.
Not eBay, Amazon, and there's a newspaper article, and I was, you know, I typed my, you know, I was looking online to see, you know, and the newspaper article mentioned some stuff about me because it was published in the newspaper, and I guess it was published online, so I read that. So I don't remember what website it is on, but I do remember if you type my name in, Bethany Bach, Welcome to Kids World, you might find it.
Okay, very good. Actually, then I'll go ahead and mention your name, the spelling of your name, so just to make sure, and that way people can find it, because as you turn 11 and then 12, more and more people are going to be looking to how to find you, and I'm sure you'll have a website and all that as the years go. But in the meantime, look up Bethany Bach, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, and the last name Bach, B-A-C-H. That's B like boy, A-C like Charlie, H. And at least her first and latest book is part of a 2-book series. And you'll find it at Amazon, I guess, on eBay maybe. Welcome to Kids World, where the impossible becomes possible. Well, Bethany, I know that you are a singer. And before we went to the last break, I said something about it being Christmas and wanted to be reminded of what it's like through a child's eyes. So I'm wondering two things. I'm wondering if you might share with us, like you have shared your beautiful voice in speaking, I'm wondering if you would share your beautiful voice in singing. Is that something that you might do?
I'd love to.
Okay, I'm excited. And so before you do that, I'm wondering if you could set it up as sharing with us what to you this Christmas season or holiday season right now is about and what you're excited about and looking forward to.
Well, I think this holiday season is mostly about, like, people forget that sharing and caring and love is the basic things about the holiday season. That because they're too busy shopping, they're too busy going out, trying, oh, this present will be so cool. They're too busy looking for stuff for themselves, even, that they forget that love is, and sharing and caring, that's the main gift of the season, that no other gift could top it. You know, they just forget. They just forget. In fact, some people, as long as they just spend holidays alone, as long as they get gifts, they're happy. Doesn't make any sense to me. You can't truly be happy without sharing Christmas with anybody. Like, it could be someone on the street, you know, you could come up to them and say Merry Christmas, they'd be like, oh, Merry Christmas. At least you just have to say Merry Christmas once to somebody, sharing the happiness around. I think that is what Christmas is really about.
Bethany, I promise you I will not forget that this season. And I thank you for not only reminding me, but reminding all of us, and especially through your eyes, what you just shared. I hope your brother gets a puppy. And what was that toy?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. And I know you can't say what it is that you wanted, but I have a feeling... In truth, it's everything that you just, I mean, I know for certain it's everything that you just shared. So you have gifted us already with so much, just your presence alone. And I know that you had to take time away from elementary school in order to be here with us on the phone. You know, on Christmas Eve, I'll be singing because I am a singer too. And I so wish that you lived closer to me because I would invite you to come and your family, and I would love to do a song with you. But in the meantime, some people may be listening to this on Christmas Eve, and how about we share a song for them?
Okay.
Okay. What would you like to share with us?
I'd like to sing one of my actual, like, you said it was your favorite Christmas carol. My favorite Christmas carol, too, Silent Night.
Oh, and it is. Actually, there's nothing more I need to say. Bethany Bach and Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yet the voice of another angel. Bethany, you brought tears to my eyes, joy to my heart. What a gift you've brought to me and to all of us this Christmas. I thank you for being on our show and wish you the happiest Christmas ever. And I look forward to us doing this again and sharing more of these beautiful, your beautiful thoughts and love with all the people watching and listening.
I hope I get to be on the show again. It was an honor talking to you.
Well, I can guarantee you will, and I look forward to it. And until then, not only Merry Christmas, but may we have that new beautiful year as you described for us as at this moment, imaginary president of the United States. So I have had the pleasure of speaking with Bethany Bach. This is Filippo Voltaggio. I really don't know how else to end the show. I wish I could end it with Stephanie singing again, but I will say this, as you have noticed, as your life changes and mine as well, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone, and Merry Christmas.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.